to Ten Talks.
Ten Talks.
All right.
Ten Talks. Welcome to Ten Talks. At Black Bar, we want to encourage people to have nuanced opinions on nuanced topics. But we also know the only way to do that is by actually having these hard conversations. That's why this segment of the Black Bar podcast is here to help challenge our perspectives and encourage us to ask questions so we can understand people with different opinions than us. 10 Talks is a 10-minute conversation where two of our hosts or guests take opposing viewpoints on a topic or debate until their time runs out. Each participant will get 2 minutes to explain their position without interruption, with the end of their time being signaled by a sound. Once both opinions have been expressed, we'll transition to a 6-minute back-and-forth conversation between the two individuals, where each side will have just 3 minutes to issue their counterpoints. Then, at the end, they will have one final closing statement. It is important to state that the opinions expressed today and in every 10 Talks do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Black Bar, of our affiliates, or of either of the participants involved. So with all that being said, I'm Caleb Weidman, and I will be the moderator of today's conversation. Our participants Nick Mayo and Zack Snyder will be tackling this question. Is it possible for media to be a ministry in and of itself, or is it only a tool to support ministry as we see modeled in the Bible? Nick will take the affirming stance on today's questions, and Zack will be denying the stance on today's question.
All right, let's do this.
You ready, Zack?
I'm ready if you are, Nicholas.
So what I'm hearing from there, if I say I'm not ready, we'll just delay this then. Is that what we're talking about here?
This conversation is inevitable. Is that how you handle people who you disagree with in general? You just keep putting it off? Because I know that's how I do it.
I'd be like getting up there for a rap battle or something. You'd be like, yeah, can I get like another 3 days?
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I'm prepared.
It's funny. I know before the show we were talking about it. Caleb brought this up. It's going to be really interesting today because me and Zack are both Enneagram 2s. And I can only imagine we're just going to be like, hey, man, your point is totally invalid, but you're still valuable as a person. Don't worry. You're all good.
All right, Nicholas, stop stalling talking about my feelings.
All right. You losers. We'll be flipping a coin to determine who goes first. Let's say who gets to call it. One
right
way or the other.
I'll defer to Zack. He's I could say Zack is quote unquote the away team here.
Mm-hmm. So I'll take it.
Zack, heads or tails?
Last episode I said tails always. So tails.
Okay. I'll flip it. All right. Tails. All right. Zack, would you like to go first?
I would indeed. I would like to go first.
We're starting this one off with 2 minutes on the clock. Zack gets to open up his stance on why he does not believe, or his position on the matter, that it is not possible for media to be a ministry in and of itself, and it is only a tool to support ministry as we see modeled in the Bible. Zack, are you ready?
I am.
All right, we're getting started in 3, 2, 1. Go.
So I'm going to start out by saying this quote from Life Church. Craig Rochelle loosely said, "We use tech as a means to accomplish our goals." And I think that's a pretty good starting point. You could navigate that statement in a couple different ways, but I think the most important thing to keep in mind is that tech, at the end of the day, is a tool. It is not the end goal, right? So that's where my stance is kind of starting out here. I think that tech and media are tools that should not be the ends to themselves, right? Tech is not salvation. Tech is not the gospel. We should still keep our eyes on the end goal, and I'm not saying that tech isn't viable as a ministry. You know, that's what we do as Black Bar. That's a lot of what we believe, but the point that I am trying to make is that in and of itself, it cannot be the end goal. It's like a church where the structure and the organization takes over the substance of discipleship and sanctification. The structure and the organization is not the substance. Rather, the gospel and the presentation of the gospel is discipleship, and then ultimately the sanctification with God is the core of that. So the structure is always meant to serve the substance and not the other way around. So the final goal of any church is to bring people to Christ, not to get them plugged into your online community or online church. Now, that is a part of the vessel, that is a part of the process, but is not ultimately the thing that supplies everything else. As much as we all love tech, as much as we all love media and production and creativity, it really is not the end goal. It is basically the vessel. No matter how we create a ministry, the tech itself can only be used to accomplish the Big C's church's goals of sharing and showing the love of God with those that are far away from him. And I think the last thing I'm going to end with 20 seconds left, is Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them." God is not with you in the digital space necessarily and the same that he would be in a physical space. So there's a need to be in the physical space. And that's my statement, and I'm going to stick with it, even though I have 3 seconds left. So I'm just going to keep rattling until I run out. Okay.
All right. Wow. That started getting a little pointed at the end there. Okay.
I really hope I can do justice here, Caleb. I feel like you've been personally attacked.
A little bit. I feel.
Hey, excuse me. Can we get a new moderator? The moderator cannot.
Can't be biased.
Just kidding. I'm sure Caleb can make a comment at the end once we're done. But
it is important to state that the opinions expressed today do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Black Bar, Black Bar affiliates, or each participant involved.
Nice.
All right, Nick, are you prepared to give a counterpoint?
I'm going to try my best. I'm not going to lie. I'm really freaking nervous about this. My heart, if I had my watch on right now and tell me how much my heart rate was, I'm sure we'd be in the hundreds. I'll do my best. Let's do this.
All right. Nick Mayo, who is arguing the point, is it possible for media to be a ministry in and of itself and not just a tool to support ministry? Nick, you are starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
So I think it's important that we define a couple things here. And first thing I want to define is, what is ministry, right? What happens when ministry happens? If you look at the definition from Webster's, it's going to be the work or vocation of a minister or religion, which I don't think really is going to help us out here. So I'd like to offer up a definition that I think is a really good working definition. And that would be, ministry is anything done to bring people closer to God. So with this in mind, I think it's absolutely possible that ministry can be done through tech. And what I mean by tech and media is basically all the things that go together to help produce all the things that happen on a Sunday morning, and also the things that are created as kind of a expression of art. And I think it's going to be really important as we move forward with this idea, especially talking about the expression of art, right? Art is something that, at least I would hope, makes you feel something. It helps evoke emotions. And I fully believe that tech, media, music, how lights are happening, how cues are being run, can aid in how we feel something. And if that thing evokes an emotion that ultimately brings your heart closer to the heart of God, then 100% you've been ministered to through tech or through media. But I think the really important thing to understand here, though, is that throwing an arbitrary number out the window here, 98% of the time, tech is used as a support and not as ministry, which, totally qualifying this here, this is 100% my opinion, but tech supporting ministry is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But it can be a ministry in itself.
That's it. All right.
Dang, you went right up to the end there. Looking at that timer, really just, oh my gosh.
Just ticking away.
I know, right? Holy crap.
That was your first time doing this, Nick. How do you feel?
I feel like everyone's going to hear me and they're going to be like, man, he's really calm. But I'm not okay right now. I don't like confrontation, and I know this is all, we're trying to help people learn, but dang it, if I don't feel it right now.
Yeah, we're learning ourselves.
All right, so now we switch to the back and forth sort of chess timer sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Both of our combatants here are getting 3 minutes on the clock, and they can use them as they please. Zach, you're going to be up first, and I'm going to hit start. And you're going to go until you tell me to stop. And then we're going to switch to Nick. And we're going to keep going back and forth until both times are completely depleted. All right. Zach's opening counterpoint, starting in 3, 2, 1.
So I think we're both in agreement here that media can be used to support ministry in a great and amazing way. You know, I don't think the argument here should be anything at all about, discrediting what we do on the weekends, discrediting what our marketing teams or production teams or worship teams are doing. But I think it is really important just to address that how is it possible for something that is in and of itself like a creation, an art, to take the place of any kind of physical manifestation or gathering? Because I think that's ultimately in a lot of ways what we felt this past year. A lot of people were just experiencing digital fatigue. And unfortunately, in that fatigue, I think people were kind of losing the physical expression of church. And I'm just worried, especially in today's age, that if we only focus on a digital, if the digital is the only outlet, are people missing out on a significant and powerful part of faith and ministry and community, which is the physical expression of the church?
All right. So, Zach, I think, we're definitely, like you said, we're in agreement that ministry can support, right? The question being asked is it possible for media tech to minister in and of itself? And I still don't feel like you've actually answered that per se. I'd like to take a point really quick about digital fatigue. You mentioned that how can, with digital fatigue, how can this continue going if people are having fatigue in this area? And I would just say, people also get tired of people, right? It's just that we've been using so much digital things recently that it's becoming fatiguing. It's finding a balance in there. However, that also isn't really answering the question of, is tech a ministry? Or can tech be a ministry in itself? Are people missing out if they're only using digital? Well, I'm not sure if that's a problem, because whether it is or not, we're still not seeing that tech can't be a form of ministering to somebody. So I guess that's really it for me there. I would love to hear your rebuttal about that.
So Nick, I think we're in agreement that tech ministry, media ministry, production ministry can be a form that ministers to people, that ministers to different communities and different groups, especially when associated with a weekend service. My question for you, though, is if you remove the weekend service, can tech, can media still be a self-sustaining ministry?
I think that's a really interesting way to look at that question again. I think, first of all, a couple things could be applicable here. Black Bar is a ministry for tech people, right? It's a tech ministry that ministers to tech people. So I think there's models like that we can look at where, yes, tech is ministering to people, but I don't think that's really getting to the root of what you're talking about. And I do think that would actually, we can go back to the idea of art, right? Art alone can speak to somebody. It doesn't have to be part of a Sunday service. I would say that a lot of Sunday services include worship, but if you take that worship song, put it into a playlist and listen to it again, just because it's removed from the Sunday service experience doesn't mean that particular production no longer has the ability to minister.
So I think I want to go back to the verse real quick, Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered. I think a vitally important piece of ministry is community. And I'm not saying that you can't connect and talk and message people online, like on text message or Facebook message, but I just feel like if you remove that gathering component, then tech is just a tool. It's just a tool. It's like a paintbrush that's sitting in a closet. And if you remove that component, if you remove that connection, then suddenly the core, the heart of the ministry is now being taken away as well. So I just feel like if you remove the weekend service, if you remove the communal element, then how then is tech and media ministering, as you were saying, art may to people? I feel like even in art, there's still communities of people that connect to talk about their experience. So I'm just worried that in and of itself, just giving someone a camera, putting something down in that regard, you remove the community component, you remove the connection component, and then where is the heart of it?
I think your point is a little indicative of this idea that preaching the gospel requires people to speak, or that there has to be a physical location or something like that. But one thing I want to point out is that, the message is the gospel, right? The good news. The way that we communicate it is through speaking, or a ton of different ways, through video, through film, through graphic design, through music. And honestly, I think really what it is that we're just, the idea is that instead of just speaking, we are changing the form of communication.
But I'm just worried about the core, though, that if we're changing the form of communication, that's fine. But I still think that there's multiple components that need to be present to make up a ministry. Just the form in and of itself is not sufficient. You have to have a discipleship. You have to have connection. You have to have a relationship. And you have to have focus on God. And if we just have focus on thing, if we just have focus on creation, then you're creating an idol. And I think that's dangerous, and that is not indicative of ministry. That is indicative of something that is problematic and even maybe corrupted.
Anything can be made into an idol if you let it become that. But at the end of the day, ministry is anything done to bring people closer to God. And if your heart does it, then it is ministered.
Please redact the second half of Nick's sentence from the record.
All right. Zach, you have 11 seconds.
If you're not careful with making sure that that goes through a correct process, then that idolatry does become the issue. So then you need to make sure you hang on to community for that connection and that foundation.
All right. I have to say, from a mediator standpoint, it was so hard to stay quiet during that whole
thing. Oh, I bet.
Let's just try to keep my mouth shut. But it's not, this isn't my fight. It's not my fight. All right. Typically, if we go in order, Zach, you just went. So, Nick, I will let you do your closing sentence first. Let's see if you can have like a Caleb-sized sentence and fit everything you want in here. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Ready? Here's my Caleb-sized sentence. If ministry is to be defined by anything done to bring people closer to God, then it is 100% possible for tech and media and marketing and graphic design and worship arts to act as a form of art and make people feel emotions, to evoke something that ultimately brings them closer to the heart of God, which is to say, doing ministry.
That's quite the sentence.
That's my Caleb sentence. I don't know how many commas. I think somewhere there was a semicolon at one point, but yeah.
Great. Cool. We need to start having like a comma budget for these sentences. But
right? Seriously.
Zach, are you prepared?
I am.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Tech and media are tools that are means to accomplish a goal. It is great if that goal is something that brings honor to God, glorifies Him, and brings others closer to Him. But ultimately, the media and tech is not a replacement for God at the center, which can be reinforced and affirmed by a community of believers and a physical gathering that it supports the greater ministry as a whole.
Nice.
All right.
Gosh.
Who won? Who's next?
You decide. Oh, man. I hope we didn't get like too heretical or anything like that there. Or,
no.
Bible scholars out there are going to call us out on something that we said in our moment of anxious frustration.
Zach, I know that you were taking, I believe you're taking a position that perhaps you don't personally agree with, but I think you actually had a really good point about a lot of things that you said regarding, that tech, tech can't be the end goal, right?
Yeah.
If you're there just to have tech and to do nice things and to make art, then yeah, you're absolutely created an idol and that's it. But, tech has to point back to Jesus. So,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I said a question earlier on about does God exist in the digital space that we'll probably have to come back to in a whole nother conversation, because that one, we didn't even touch on that one. We didn't have enough time to touch
maybe
on that.
Maybe that will
one.
Be the next 10 talk. Caleb and Caleb, Zach, can God Caleb, exist I feel in like digital space?
At the end of these conversations, the moderator could probably give a little bit of thought. Mm-hmm. Do you have any quick thoughts before we land this thing?
Do I have any quick thoughts about it?
Yeah, you get a Caleb-sized sentence as moderator.
You get one Caleb sentence, Caleb.
No. I think that, my answer is like a duh. Of course, but I think it is similar to a point that Nick made. It's like, I'd say probably 80 to 90% of the time it's not used as a form of ministry. It's used as a support. It's used to make sure that the sermon can go out properly. It's used to make sure that the worship music sounds good. It's used as a vehicle to get people to where they could be ministered to instead of the vehicle of the ministry itself. And what I would say back to that is, you know, you think of the goal of a sermon and the art form of preaching and the similarities that it could have to something like a testimony video, to something like a really directed, like a photograph intended to make people feel or think about something, or even a song or anything like that. And I would say that in it, they are communicating the same sort of ideas, the same sort of values. They're doing through different mediums, and therefore I would view them as interchangeable. I don't think, theological people are going to come at my neck for this one probably, but that's fine. I don't think that there's anything particularly sacred about the specific medium of preaching. I think that these other mediums have a lot of space to be explored in the future when it comes to understanding how we can use them in new forms of ministry as the types of mediums that people are responding to are changing over time.
Great golden calf. That was a Caleb-sized sentence.
Yes, it was. Oh, my
dear
God.
Lord.
I wasn't trying to fit it all into one sentence. I think it's a fascinating conversation, and it's a conversation that really ultimately led to us being here having this all together, because can media be a ministry was the question that eventually led to Black Bar becoming a thing.
Yep.
And this is a conversation that doesn't have to end here.
Right.
We can continue having this conversation on our Discord in the 10 Talks channel.
Look at that plug. That was a professional plug.
Which I do want to say that I actually drew my initial starting statements from actual opinions expressed in the 10 Talks channel.
Really? Oh,
so, okay. Yes. Nice. My initial starting statements were based off of people that were in the channel. So that conversation has already begun. So we'll have to see if anything more comes from it after this one. I don't know.
Well, I think with that, we'll wrap this episode up. If you'd like to support the podcast with videos or anything else we do at Black Bar, you can check out our Patreon. The link will be down below in the description. If you'd like to have some of the conversations like we're having right now, like we just talked about, you can jump on our Discord. We have a channel specifically for 10 Talks for the topics we have there and to be able to continue the conversation. And thank you for coming to our 10 Talk.